This is Dr. Navi dictating consultation on Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-E, Joanne, last name Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z, Gutierrez, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, her date of birth is January 24, 1953. New paragraph, patient seen for Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, Gamble, G-A-M-B-L-E, F-N-P, and also for Health Services of North Texas. New paragraph, dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 69-year-old female does not smoke, does not drink. She denies any drug allergies. She is here for evaluation of recently discovered anemia. New paragraph, history of present illness. Patient reported feeling tired and not much energy last few days. The patient saw her primary care physician, and she was found to have hemoglobin of 10.3, hematocrit was 31.3, and iron studies were normal, and that is the reason for this referral. Incidentally, her creatinine also was high at 1.3, BUN was 19, but EGFR was 45, potassium was 5.3. Her TSH also was 5.1, suggestive of some hypothyroidism. New paragraph. Past medical history, patient has diabetes for last 15 to 20 years. She is on metformin. Patient reported that she was told to be anemic off and on during her childhood and younger years, and occasionally she used to take over-the-counter iron. Recently, she was tied on oral iron without much benefit, according to her. She also has history of hypothyroidism, history of possible fibromyalgia. The patient says she also has history of morphea, M-O-R-P-H-E-A, and she has some spots on the back. This is for last several years. She has a chronic back pain, and she has a stimulator implanted in her back. A patient also was seen for this skin condition, morphea, at UT Southwest. She saw Jacoby Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, according to her, and then she was given PUMA treatment, but because of the distance, she did not continue. She also had a history of urinary incontinence. It is better since she is taking oxybutynin. She also is, family history. Her grandmother had CVA, diabetes and multiple myeloma. Granddad died of heart attack. Mother also has hypertension and thyroid problem. Her sister and her son has multiple sclerosis, according to her. And her brother had one kidney removed. She does not know for what. Current medication, she is on metformin, gabapentin, lisinopril, oxybutynin, famotidine, and baby aspirin. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 9 inch tall, weighing 177, blood pressure 135 over 71. Normocephalic, eyes ENT, unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, no organomegaly, extremities no edema. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, mild anemia with normal indices. Diagnosis 2, poor response to orally administered iron. Diagnosis 3, elevated creatinine. Creatinine suggestive of mild renal insufficiency. Diagnosis 4, morphia. History of. Diagnosis 5, diabetes mellitus and hypothyroidism. New paragraph recommendations. At this point, cause of anemia is unclear. It could be from chronic renal disease, but because of her family history and because of her personal history of morphia, we'll go ahead and rule out autoimmune condition. So we will draw the blood for CBC, sad rate, reticulocyte count, hemoglobin A1C, CMP, iron level, B12, ferritin, ANA, RA, apogen level, LDH and heptoglobin level. Once available, we could make further recommendations. Thank you very much for your continued support. This is the consultation on Joan Gutierrez, Gutierrez. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to Kerry Gamble, and one copy to Health Services of North Texas. Thank you.